You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Not going to let you do it, you son of a bitch.
Wiley Coyote.
Thank you, Wiley Coyote.
So we're just not even starting on the rails. Like, we're not even on
the
track.
No, we were off the rails before you ever showed up, and it only got worse.
They don't even know anything about that, so that's non-canon, so fuck you.
Nope.
Wow.
Wow. I thought we were friends. What the fuck?
We're friends because
we have the same first name and initials.
That's the worst part. We really do got the same initials,
Children, play nice, play nice. Here we are with a brand new episode of Knockouts and Three Counts. We have some very special guests in the building. We're going to go around the table, introduce ourselves, starting off with the man to my left.
Oh, shit, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
I am the other Kyle, the elder Kyle.
The black Kyle.
You want to say it like that, but some people are probably going to get offended.
Fuck it. They get offended off of most of the stuff we say.
They suck a fatty. What? Anyway. I'm Kyle Campbell. You can hit me up on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell, Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. And, you know, we're like Bauer Club here. You know, Knockouts and Three Counts is for everybody. So if you have a problem with us, suck a dick.
What? You know, all
right. Devin, how about you?
Well, I was about to go to Kyle, but he's, never mind. So, I'm Devin. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinTheHe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Speaking of All Steak No Sizzle, make sure you check out my other podcast, All Steak No Sizzle. You can find that anywhere you can find a podcast. Make sure you guys check out the Reality Era News Facebook group where we talk wrestling and all that good stuff. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you find a vehicle you would like to purchase, go into Southfield Quality Cars and use the reference code 19309. That's 19309. And you'll receive $500 off on your purchase.
1939, that's the number.
Why don't you introduce yourself, sir?
Hell yeah, I already got a good start to it. this is the white Kyle. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout. Somebody probably got pissed, but fuck them. Yeah, you can also find me on Facebook at Kyle Collison. Follow the show page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast. And yeah, that's about it.
All right, we have a very special guest, fellow podcast Detroiter.
And
why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, sir?
I'll introduce myself then. Hailing from the one and only Breaking Down the Ring podcast, right here on PodcastDetroit.com. The one, the only, the almighty one himself, Mikey!
The D. Snyder sound like.
That's me.
Is that Artie Lang I hear in my head?
You guys can follow the Breaking Down the Ring podcast at BDRcast on all of the social medias, from the snappy chatties to the tweety twats to the feisty bookies and the grams of insties.
All the interwebs.
At BDRcast, just type in BDRcast. You can find this on YouTube, all that fun stuff. Don't follow me. I'm nothing special on my regular Twitter.
And just for those of you that haven't figured it out yet, Mikey and his podcast are the other half promoting the big party that you guys need to be at this Sunday
at
Thomas McGee's Eastern Market, downtown Detroit. We've got plenty of good shit to give away. We got plenty of it at Progress this past weekend. So if you want to win some cool shit and watch some wrestling and have some fun, show the fuck up.
Wrestling.
All righty. Well, Mr. Collison, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest on the phone?
So, our guest on the phone is somebody I met at a day with the Dead Boys in New Orleans. Her name is Angie Sanders, and she's got her own podcast that I'm sure she's about to tell us about. How you doing, Angie?
I'm doing great, guys. Like I said, I'm Angie. I'm kind of known as the water dragon in my box. Oh, by the way, I'm a CrossFitter. I am also co-host on a wrestling podcast called Wrestling Everything Wrestling, WEW, but it's part of a broader show series on the Multimedia Men, is what you can find them on iPad or iTunes and Stitcher Radio. I co-host with Brian Kluger. Shout out to my co-host. I can be found on Instagram and Facebook as Angie Faye, A-N-G-I-F-A-E. Follow me. I love stalkers.
That is the first time I've ever heard anyone invite stalkers.
That was a first.
I've heard
okay,
that
cool.
before. But
yeah, it really depends on how cute the guy is, honestly.
I mean, I've heard that before. But
if it wasn't John Cusack in, you know, Say Anything, if it was just like some ugly dude, that guy would have had the cops called on him pretty quickly for holding that radio up outside that window.
Yeah, yeah,
what do you think
yeah,
about
probably,
it? Holding a radio
again,
outside a chick's window at 3 in the morning.
I can handle myself, guys. I ain't no damn girl in distress.
Ooh. And he was a mixed martial artist, and he was obsessed with her. It's a whole stalker movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, before we jump into wrestling, real quick, Angie, I just want to let you know something. I looked at your Facebook profile earlier today. This
stalker?
Is not, I would say this is not anything stalker.
So he's the one that was stalking you, just so you know. It was one of the black guys, for those that are going to get pissed off anyway.
But... No,
feel free to friend me.
But no, I looked at your Facebook profile and I looked at some of your pictures. I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you. You look like you've lost a lot of weight.
About 250 pounds. I was almost 500 pounds when I began my fitness journey, and it was CrossFit. But here's the thing. If I'm on your show for any length of time, anybody who's anybody will quickly figure out I am a Seth Rollins super fan. But it's not just because of the wrestling. It's because
he's CrossFit Jesus.
Yeah. But no, he saved my life. It's because of him. I know what CrossFit is, and I am alive today because of CrossFit. So he saved my life.
Wow.
So there's mad respect for that man.
Yeah, a lot of the pictures that I saw with you was with Seth Rollins, and yeah, I mean, congratulations to you for, you know, making such great life changes. And, you know, I'm a sucker for those stories of people that dedicate themselves to something and say, hey, it's something in my life that I don't like. I need to make this change. And they dedicate themselves to it. So more power to you.
Well, thank you. It's another thing. I'm also working to pay it forward to become a CrossFit coach myself. I've already got my L1 and now I'm learning how to coach so I can help save people the way I was saved. What's near and dear to my heart are the people who are currently in the position I was, and I want to be there for them. And because I know what it's like to have those fears and anxieties to just start. So I want to help other people find the life that they were meant to live.
That's what's up.
Yeah. But hey, we're here to talk wrestling. We're not here to talk about me. If people want to know about me, find me on the Instas, find me on the Facebooks, follow me, talk to me. I will talk back.
Uh-oh.
Sweet. All right, Kyle.
That's a threat.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Kyle, why don't you...
All right, sorry.
Kyle, why don't you tell us how you met Angie?
I met Angie. We went to go do a day with the Dead Boys down in New Orleans. I went there, did the workout, and I met Angie there. And then we ended up talking after I got back from New Orleans. And, yeah, dude, she's a fucking beast in the gym.
Thank you.
So in other words, yeah, she'd take you in a fight?
Well, I wouldn't fight. I wouldn't fight a girl, but,
I wouldn't take that shit in.
See, these instigating ass motherfuckers, man?
I ain't scared. But, that was my second time working out with Seth.
So that's why you wanted me to go to Brooklyn so you could beat my ass. Some kind of friend you are. What the fuck?
Well, you know, how else am I going to prove that I'm the best? So,
damn.
She said she knocked the glasses off your face. I heard that shit.
And I said I'd kick you in the dick. How about that?
Children.
All right. This is going to sound extremely bad. I am more flexible and stronger than I look, and I will take you out.
Ooh, shots fired.
Hopefully to a movie and maybe dinner.
All right, let's get this thing back on track. So
this
show is basically going to be all about SummerSlam this weekend.
Summerfest?
Takeover.
WrestleSlam.
And the better show, Takeover.
And Takeover, yeah.
Yeah.
The new A show.
I'm going to that too.
Yeah, fuck you.
Damn.
Hey,
wait.
Yeah, oh, dude. I am going to work out with Seth again for the third time. It's a three-peat, guys. Went for the hat trick on this one on Friday. Saturday, I'm going to NXT. Sunday, yes, I will be at SummerSlam.
So if you haven't, I don't know if you can hear the bell through the phone, but so we've got a thing on the show where somebody starts talking about when they've been there.
Collison.
Because they always like to bust my balls. They ring the fucking bell.
No, it's everybody. Andy's going to be
bell,
there.
But ring the, see, I already had the bell rung on you. See, I already win.
I was at Mania.
Yeah, you know, guys, when I was at Mania. I was at Mania 23.
Yeah, me too.
I was outside the building at Mania 23.
I was at
home. I saw
home.
John Cena's
I was at Mania 32. I was one of 100,000 booing Roman Reigns out the building.
Oh, we love
Why
Roman
are you
now.
Booing Roman Reigns? He's not bad at all.
Because that's what you do.
Am I on the minority right now?
With these two?
With the Roman
yeah.
Reigns?
That's when you're supposed to hit the cricket
with
sound.
With these two, hell yeah, you are.
Roman Reigns what? Is great. Okay. That tumbleweed going past?
Okay, No, here's the thing. Like Roman Reigns, or like John Cena and Roman Reigns, I got no logical reason for disliking the guys. There's something about them that's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't stand it.
But to be fair, that's how most people, why most people boo Roman Reigns. Like, why do you boo Roman Reigns? Because
I'm supposed to.
Yeah, like, because it's the cool thing to do right now. Like,
No. But I was booing, I got tired of Roman Reigns. Ages ago, like when here's what it is.
She's
here's
using
exactly,
the old people
I can tell you exactly
words.
When I started hating Roman Reigns. It was when the Shield broke up and he didn't go after Seth too. It made no sense to go after Randy Orton. I'm all like, I love Seth, but these two have a genuine. It's like he didn't even care.
He hit him first with the
chair.
That's
when I started.
So
that's when I started.
It sounds like you're more upset at booking than Reigns.
Hey, look, and I say that's the reason why I don't like Roman Reigns. I think the booking is shitty, but it's like,
and his gimmick.
You have to channel it towards the guy that they're pushing.
Yeah, that's what we say on our show. It's like, look, most people don't hate Roman Reigns. It's the idea of it's hating who the WWE is trying to pick as their guy when you're choosing somebody else completely, and that's almost not fair to an extent right now. Because look, I have no problem booing a WWE choice, but when you're shitting all over matches that are good just because you don't like the guy in it and it's a mid-card match, like that's kind of fucked up. Like, let the guys wrestle.
Okay, well, let me back up. Give credit where credit is due. If he has a good match, I give him that. I respect him. I didn't say I didn't respect him. Right. I just said I didn't like him.
I think the feud he had with Braun was some of his best work.
Oh, yeah.
But dude, that was awesome. I was at Great Balls of Fire.
It was.
See? She's going to get the bell more than me.
And that was because it was somebody they were pushing as equal to Roman. Any other time, it's somebody that is not getting pushed. And like, well, we know who's going to win here. So when you saw Bobby and Roman, like, yeah, we know Roman's going to win. Bobby wins on Sunday. Monday night, Roman's right back in the same title picture. Sunday
right,
night,
but they
didn't
both
even matter.
But it was two really good matches.
All right, so since everybody's weighed in on this, all I'm going to say is that I totally get why they picked Roman. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, the guy's got the
he's
heritage.
He's got long hair and
he's a big
son
of a bitch.
Adorable.
And he's not that
blue eyes.
I mean, he's really not that bad of a wrestler, even though I don't like the booking all the time.
Yeah,
but
he's related to the
Rock. How about that?
He has gotten so much better. Like I said, I will give him a credit to do. From where he was when they first decided he was the guy to the Roman now, it's two completely different guys in the ring and on the microphone. He has come into his own and, you know, like
no
I said, I respect him.
Thank you. I was just about to say that. That promo pissed me off so bad.
And it's
like, you're a sellout fool full of sucker and succotash. I'm like, yep, I'm officially done with Roman Reigns at this point.
I had to rewind.
So
like,
hard.
Did he just say? I put the closed caption on.
Like, and said, that was not easy to say. And I'm all like, all right, that was funny. Okay. that cracked me up. That's what saved that entire promo for me is when he basically winked to the camera and said, F you to the smart. When he was all like, "Yeah, I've had acting classes. It's cool."
All right, let's go ahead and jump into what's going on this weekend. We're gonna talk about.
Well, first, talk about Anvil.
Oh yeah, thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, because last time when a legend died, we had a complete show, and then we were talking like, "Oh wow, we didn't even talk about when they passed."
Well, why don't you go ahead and break that down for us, real quick, Kyle?
For those of us, for those of you that don't know, WWE legend passed away. Was it yesterday? yesterday. Yep. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, two-time WWE tag team champion, founding member of the Hart Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, one of the best tag team specialists of the
late '80s, early '90s.
Early '90s, really part of the new. I say even before the New Generation era.
Yeah.
You know, because he did have some time over in New Japan. A guy that was always entertaining in the ring. Like, I honestly, when I was a kid, the Hart Foundation was the tag team I chose in any wrestling game, or if I was watching a match, that was the tag team I was looking at. And really sad passing.
Also the father of...
Natalya Neidhart, father-in-law to my brother's 7-Eleven birthday, TJ. Really a sad thing because it really came out of nowhere.
Right.
I didn't even know because I was looking into it over the last couple of days that he actually had dementia.
Really?
Yeal.
I did not know that.
He had a grand mal seizure, which is what happened. So I didn't know he was in that ailing health. But all thoughts and prayers with the Neidhart family, and a true legend has, you know, really left us.
Definitely, definitely. So, what, three bell salute?
I would agree to that.
Thought it was 10.
That's way too fast.
Right? I was thinking the same thing. I was like, damn.
I was like, damn.
Ding, 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 bitch, you got
it. Fuck you, you're dead.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Natty actually broke her silence today about it. Yeah, she put on Instagram 2 posts. Yeah. I'll read them off. The first one says, I can't put into words how hard it is going to be for myself and our family to have to say goodbye to my dad. He meant the world to us, and nothing will ever replace the special times we shared together as a family. My dad was always a fighter and incredibly special person. There was no one like him. I'm just going to miss him so much. We are going to hold all of the moments we had with him close to our hearts forever and never let them go. I promise to keep your memory alive. We love you so much, Daddy. On behalf of my entire family, we would also like to personally thank everyone for the outpouring of thoughts and prayers. It's meant so much to us. And then she, a second post said, I really want to thank everyone for all of the love that they've shown to my dad and my family in the last day. It means so much to us in this tough time. My dad will be so blown away that all of you thought so much of him. I can't find the words right now to express what my dad truly meant to me, but in time I will be able to. I didn't realize saying goodbye would be this hard. In lieu of flowers, contributions can be made to a cause that is close to my heart and my dad's, womensalzheimersmovement.org. I promise to keep your memory alive and continue to pay it forward. And that's it.
Wow. So rest in peace to Jim the Anvil Neidhart, the man that inspired me to grow a beard, man. That's probably the greatest beard in wrestling history, man. Him and maybe Lou Albano.
To me, he is the greatest Slammy Award winner because when I think of him, I think of those Slammys in his hand. I just think of him walking with those Slammy Awards.
Him and Owen?
Yeah. I just think of them just walking down with those. I mean, that to me, if I think of old school.
What about when they had the checker pants and shit? Oh,
That's like Kwame and the polka dots. We don't talk about that.
So on to some better shit. Let's talk about TakeOver.
Yeah.
You want to talk about TakeOver?
Yes. Let's talk about fucking TakeOver and how I'm more excited for that than SummerSlam.
So real quick, is that like a general consensus amongst everybody that the takeovers are more enjoyable than the WWE main roster shows?
Better writing.
Whenever they have
that
whole weekend, the takeover and pay-per-view weekend. Is it just me or are the takeovers like
they're
more
shorter?
Enjoyable?
You usually have better writing because it's a smaller show, so it's easier to condense the storylines and it's easier to do long-form booking. And they let them wrestle on there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they let them go
wrestling. Like it feels more indie almost. It feels like a big indie.
It feels very
promotion.
Indie. Yeah.
So when it's a weekend like this, I'm avoiding my phone on Saturday night because I'm not trying to see any spoilers. Sunday, it's 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. It's not even over yet.
Right.
I'm all right. I'll get into it Monday when I have time. I'm watching the clips of that when I get off Saturday. I cannot wait to see TakeOver.
What about you, Andrew? You're going to be there for both shows. Your thoughts?
Yeah. You know what? TakeOver is the ticket I got before the ticket for SummerSlam. I'm not even going to lie.
And she's smart too.
My
hot
TakeOver
damn.
Ticket first.
Wait, so Andrew, real quick, how many of these, I don't know what you would call them now, like super weekends that WWE has had, how many of these have you been to where they had the TakeOver and the pay-per-view? In the same weekend, how many?
This will be my second one.
Okay, so Mania was your first
one? New Orleans, Mania Weekend was my first wrestling comes in and literally takes over a city. No, I lied. Go back to WrestleMania 32 in Dallas.
Dallas, okay.
I lived in Arlington at the time. I was there. My parents lived 2 miles from the stadium it was at, okay? If that gives anybody anything. Yeah, that one was my first wrestling has taken over my city.
Cowboy suck.
Experience. Yeah. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm a Saints fan.
Good job. Right, proud of you. Right, shout out to Drew Brees.
All right, I like him now.
I was a who dat before there were who dat, okay?
Wow.
Nice. She was dat who.
Mikey, your thoughts real quick, man?
I think for anyone our age, takeover is always going to be better because takeover is more what we all enjoyed back right. in the day, a lot more storyline in the wrestling. Anyone who's younger is, it's always going to be the huge main event for the WWE's putting on SummerSlam, WrestleMania, anything like that.
Right.
Just for the simple fact that, I mean, even my daughter, you know, she's like, oh, I can't wait to watch AJ Styles wrestle Samoa Joe or, right. you know, and things like that because that.
Parenting done right.
Well, the SummerSlam right. the SummerSlam pay-per-views, the WrestleMania pay, all of the WWE pay-per-views are built for entertainment factor.
Exactly.
They're built for a broad audience, not a specific generalized public. When you go to NXT TakeOver, see a Ring of Honor show, watch a New Japan show, outside of the Tokyo Dome, New Japan shows aren't huge. You know, it's a niche fucking wrestling thing.
Yeah.
You know, All In is the first one stateside to hit 10,000 since 2009 mm-hmm. when TNA hit it with Bubba Ray and AJ going when there was Aces and Eights and stuff.
They only hit 7,000.
And they only hit 7,000.
Right.
You know, these are things that they don't hit those numbers because there wasn't the push. Like the smaller crowd, but now everyone's growing up.
Right.
You know, so while TNA could only pull that in 2009, it's 9 years later. We're all older. We all have, I remember Attitude Era and Golden Era, you know.
We had 2000, in the internet, we had, or in 2009, we had the internet, but social media wasn't what it is today in 2009. Exactly. So the access to the better wrestling, or the more independent style where they can actually show their athleticism and their talent and what they're capable of, you know, that is more accessible to everybody. So everybody is jumping on it and eating it up because we are hungry for it.
I blame Dave Meltzer.
You blame him?
I blame him 100%. Think about it. Dave Meltzer is completely biased against the WWE, right? Yes. He finally gave 5-star matches to TakeOver, right? While he jumped his scale to 7 stars for New Japan. So Meltzer's come out throwing all these, this is a high star. Yeah, these 5-star matches, this 5-star matches. But the last match he gave WWE before the NXT TakeOver matches with Gargano and Ciampa was Punk and Cena.
Right.
In 2011. So, and it's like, I feel this is better. So now people started watching that more.
Right.
But because this is a smaller bingo hall or it's a smaller area, these people, you're looking at it going, man, this is a really great match. But Meltzer will not give props to any major card of WWE where a match was good. Royal Rumble 2016, John Cena versus AJ, or was that 17? Dude, come on.
Man,
Omega Okada that year, that's the best match.
There are some matches.
What did he get, like 4.5 stars?
There's some matches you watching like, this is a 5-star.
Yeah.
I'm watching this.
And Meltzer's going to go, I'm going to give these guys 6 stars, but this is only going to get 4.5. Why? The match was amazing.
And here's another one, since we all know he shits on John Cena. How about when Cena and Kevin Owens went, when Kevin Owens first came up? Them fucking matches that they had were fucking dope.
Wait, how did Bayley and Sasha at the first NXT Brooklyn not get a 5-star?
Again.
Is the match that got me into the current female women's wrestling, because I wasn't watching NXT heavy back then. That's what got me into NXT in general, was that match.
I've got a friend who's going to be coming on my podcast, All Signal Sizzle. Make sure you listen to that. But I've had this idea. I wanted to have a lady watch a wrestling match who doesn't really watch wrestling. I just wanted to show her a match, just get her like raw thoughts about it. And that's the match I'm going to show her. To me, that's one of the best matches of the past 10 years. Like the psychology was amazing. Mm-hmm. The execution was great. And you didn't give that a 5-star?
I thought Charlotte Asuka was better.
That was fucking at Mania. Great.
What's in that water bottle?
Charlotte Asuka is such an underrated match.
It was great.
Okay. I would agree with you if they gave him more time. I felt like they didn't have enough time to really tell the story.
My thing is they didn't even try to develop it because they didn't know they didn't want Charlotte to be the heel. So they kind of had her as kind of a babyface. You don't want Asuka to be heel because then it comes
develop what? Like pre-match? Like storyline?
It was nothing. It was just Asuka's.
Because you got to remember, they were on different brands at that time. So.
I'm not arguing that. Now, tell me why Okada Omega, number one, was so good when they didn't have a real build either for the Tokyo Dome.
I really think he does gives those matches such high ratings because they're 30, 45-hour matches.
But it also and was it a great match. Sense. I'm not trying to say it wasn't worth the stars that he decided to give it.
Right.
But if your argument is the build for the match on why the match wasn't so good, then you have to ask yourself why these other matches that don't have that build are so good. It's like saying Brock Lesnar's a piece of shit champ because he's only defended it 10 times since he's had the belt. Cool. Okada defended it 13. And he had it for a year and a half longer.
Yeah.
Explain to me how. And that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's become this, it's cool to shit on WWE. And you have to stop doing that. You have to take everything frame by frame, line by line, match
and
by
different.
Match. Yeah, 100%.
You have some people that just watch WWE and that's all they know.
If the match holds my attention, it's a good match. If the match doesn't hold my attention, I don't enjoy it. Therefore, most of the matches that I watch on NXT, I enjoy most of the matches I watch in the independents. I enjoy. I can't say that about a good majority of the matches on the main roster shows. Are there amazing matches on the main roster?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But there's also a bunch of crap.
I agree.
When you're giving, when you have a 2.5-3 hour pay per view with five matches, those matches are going to get 30 minutes, all
right.
Of them, you know. Some will be quicker. You know, you'll get a 15-minute here or a 45-minute there. But when you're putting together a show like some of these matches are going to be short. And I fully agree that that is also a problem. However, if the wrestlers are good enough, you can make an 8-minute match
you can have a really
feel
good
amazing.
Match.
Yeah.
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 All right. Let's
so I'll put it on them, too.
Let's go ahead and jump into the card.
Wait. Can I interject?
Yes.
God. Are you the cream filling right now?
So there were like four bottles out at the bar that were less than a shot left. So I did my duty and finished them.
Thank you for taking one for the team.
Thank you, Randy.
Dilly dilly.
That's kind of fucked up. You didn't share.
Oh, and hey, I just want to say we're about to ring the bell. Y'all were talking about that AJ Cena thing.
You were there?
I was there.
All right.
That's weird, man. That's Styles Classic.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is going to happen way too much. I go to every show I can. I love it that much.
All right,
so, I'll give them my money.
So, do we want to? We're doing scorecards for the.
You can talk anything you want. Like the scorecards aren't out, so the scorecards that we're going to be doing. So everyone's paying attention right now. SummerSlam, August 19th. We're doing an event in Detroit, Eastern Market, Thomas McGee's, and. There's scorecards from Pro Wrestling Scorecards. Follow Pro Wrestling Scorecards at PW Scorecards on Twitter. They put out a scorecard for every WWE pay-per-view, including the NXT ones. And they're amazing. If you guys aren't thinking that this pay-per-view is going to be good or any pay-per-view is going to be good, these scorecards will completely engage you even more so into finally going, oh my God, that was actually pretty fun because of this scorecard.
Right.
So at PW Scorecards, definitely go. They're giving us custom-made SummerSlam ones that we're going to fill out at Thomas McGee's.
Hey.
And if you...
Hey.
B.
You.
Me.
God.
Make Knockouts and Three Counts a co-host of the event so we can promote it from our page, too.
Exactly. Okay.
I didn't realize you weren't. I apologize.
We're not.
Son of a Mikey.
Yeah. Wants us to help promote it, and we're not even part hosts. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I thought you were the voice of God on that.
It's okay. It's okay. Computers are hard.
They are.
That's what they all say.
True story.
You're the one
true
who does
story.
The websites here, guy. No. So, yeah, go ahead and.
Is this mic still on?
Always on. It's always on. He just leans forward.
Or lean back.
No, I turned my mic off.
No. Sorry. So, yeah, you just got to. If you're in the Detroit area and you want to watch SummerSlam, one, no cover. There's no charge to get in here.
Yep.
Sure, you can watch WWE Network by yourself at home, but can you have fun with a whole bunch of people? Are you going to be winning prizes?
Exactly.
And cool shit, not just prizes.
So the boys, Kyle and Devin, went and got me some great stuff got us some great stuff. That was really rude that I said me.
Yeah.
I apologize.
See, first he doesn't make us part of the host.
Us
now
some great
we got
stuff.
You stuff. You
Freudian
fuck.
Slip, huh?
Yeah. Well, I asked
he
them
about
to do
spit
it.
His beer out.
So yeah, they got us some great stuff for giveaways. Wonderful autographs and everything like that. On top of other things that we have, there is if you fill out a scorecard, one of the pro wrestling scorecards. If you're there before the show starts, you can fill this scorecard out there after the show ends. If you score the most points, you win a prize. You know what I'm saying? So these prizes aren't costing you
and
anything.
And we'll have prizes for random guesses on things too.
Right. Things like there's giveaways, bunch of giveaways. And it's good stuff. Things that have been sent to us from pro wrestling crates. You know, so if PW crates, so it's indie stuff as well as in, you know, the mainstream stuff. So this is it's giveaway. Look, man, it's free to get there. It's free to be a part of these giveaways.
We've even got signed WWE stuff too.
Right. Even if you literally go there and you spend $30 on your bar tab and you win giveaway stuff, you still come out in the positive.
Exactly.
So it makes no sense not to come out there.
It's a good thing I didn't go because, you know, I usually win. Like, I won the world.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, how can I mean, it would be pretty biased if I go and win all my own shit. Right. But
so, yes, we can make you can make all the predictions you want. Okay. You throw them on your scorecard. Doesn't matter. This is not official until you put it on the scorecard.
All right, let me go ahead and start off with our NXT Tag Team Championship match. And, hey, if you come on out, you can get a signed autograph of British Strong Style, which features gentlemen that's going to be in this match. Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven against the Undisputed Era, Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong.
Y'all, I might come to this event.
Hell yeah.
Come on out, Ray.
Come on down.
Come on out. Like,
I don't know jack about wrestling, but it's at a bar, so.
So after all these months that we've talked about every Tuesday, it's never just made you want to watch
it. Fuck it, they're at a bar tonight. I'll go up there.
Not a thing.
As enthusiastic as we are.
Thing.
God damn it.
But
that's our core audience right there, too. The lay fan that doesn't know it. Shit, we failed.
After I'm done here in the studio on Sunday, I will totally come to Thomas McGee's and
drink.
Drink.
Yes.
Drink.
What time are you done in
drink.
The studio?
Before the event ends.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, if it's Sunday, it's basically from 12 to 12, so it's coming all day. It's going on all day. All
right, so about this match, who do you motherfuckers got?
We'll start off with you, Angie. You got Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain. Your thoughts on this match, and who do you got?
My thoughts on this match are Undisputed Era has this in the bag, honestly.
Oh, I'm nervous.
That's
now.
What my thoughts are. I've got full confidence in these guys. They have beat them once, they'll beat them again.
They lost
again
to them once too, though.
Yeah, well, they were in England. I'd have been depressed. And that
I want to go to England. I was supposed to fight in England, actually, but
I was supposed to
fight. Know, they were under emotional distress.
well, we've pissed off England.
Mr. Collinson, your thoughts on this match, man?
This one's really a toss-up for me, and I'll tell you why. Usually I would just say Undisputed Era is going to keep the belt, but now that they've got them one-on-one, it's – I don't know, man. It's a hard one to pick. I'm going to go wild card, and I'm going to take Mustache Mountain.
Mr. Campbell.
Ooh. Undisputed Era.
And so to make something extra fun for the party, I just had an idea if you sons of bitches are up for it. Angie, obviously, you can't participate.
Damn, just kidding.
But
oh, damn.
I say we should bring back the water bet for
SummerSlam. No, fuck all you guys. I still haven't gotten my fucking lunch for fucking Survivor Series.
That is
fuck
on,
all you hoes.
That is on Tony and Kevin.
Fuck
I
all y'all.
Second that. Fuck all y'all because I never got my lunch.
Thank well, you. We'll we be, won. We'll be at the bar. We can do it that night. And whoever
loses,
fuck,
I'm working.
Pay.
I'm working.
You
take
well,
me out on
you.
Tuesday.
All right, fine.
No, fuck you guys, man. Until I get my fucking lunch from Survivor Series of last year, no more water bets. We're done.
Stop being a pussy. We're going to do the water
you know
bet.
What? I co-sign
Mikey,
now.
Are you in?
I don't even
do you know
the
what the water bet is?
Okay, let me break it down.
So Collison wants to throw water on me.
I don't know what the water
bet
is.
The water
is.
Bet.
Wait, no. Let me explain. So water bet is.
He's
one of my,
butt hurt
because
he
my,
got hit with it.
No, one of my favorite. No, fuck you. One of my favorite podcasts is Fantasy Football. They have this app called The Wheel of Water. So they make bets, and like basically, if you lose the bet, you have to spin the wheel, and basically, you get water thrown on you,
different
ways. In some crazy way. So it's like between the legs. Or,
oh, hold on, we have another caller.
Oh.
Computers are hard, so Angie, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute while we answer this call.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
What's going on, fellas?
Holy shit, he loves us!
Mr. Russ, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Make it quick, because our guest is on hold.
He's heard that before.
Oh, okay, wait. I was calling to say, what's going on, man? I'm at work. I'm about to go on, come back off break.
Give us a couple predictions for a takeover.
Yeah,
give us a quick rundown of who you got.
I got Tommaso. I got Shayna to go with the win.
Okay.
And let's see.
Adam Cole versus Ricochet for the North American Championship.
Baby.
I got Adam Cole to win.
Baby.
Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain.
Undisputed Era.
And Velveteen Dream versus EC3.
EC3, because Velveteen Dream only won one match of takeover.
Hey, Kev, real quick, man, why don't you tell us how much fun you had at Progress this past weekend, man?
Man, had so much fun. It was my first Progress show.
Even though Trent Seven almost killed us.
Completely enjoyed it. I just know next time we might have to stay a couple seats farther back than we were.
Man, fuck you guys, man. I got to get as close to Natalya as I can, man. Oh, man. Man. But, hey, Kev, thanks for calling real quick, man.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Bye. Yeah.
All right, bro, talk to you later.
Wait, did Angie hang up?
Did we lose Angie?
Angie! Let me call her back. Sorry. Y'all.
Shake hard, boy.
Don't update to the new version of Skype, I swear.
Wait, can I just throw out that I like Drunk Randy, man? Drunk Randy is great.
Are we going to the bar after this?
I'm down.
Selena's?
I don't have to work until 9 a.m.
High five.
I'm used to like.
I got tomorrow off. They changed my days off this week, so let's go.
I'm used to not getting sleep at work, so that's fine with me. And we'll get the guys next door. We'll go over there, too. The whole crew. Bam.
Hey, guys. Oh, wait. Soundproof booths. Never mind.
No, they're not soundproof at all.
So if I just bang on the wall, I'll be like, hey, we're going to Selena's.
We're going to drink.
All right, but.
So I'm calling Angie according to Skype, but it's not doing anything, so.
We're okay, have Angie call. But
Angie! Angie! Call us back, please.
While we got all this dead air.
While we're waiting for Angie to call back, next match, we got the Velveteen Dream.
Oh, I didn't want to give my prediction at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mike.
Oh,
my
shit. Bad.
You my didn't bad. Give your prediction?
Wait.
I did. Exactly. You're right.
Wait, hold on.
I'm going Undisputed Era.
Skype isn't even showing that Angie actually called.
Uh-oh.
Well, she didn't.
Fuck Skype. Wait, they're not sponsoring.
Yes, she did. She's been talking to us for the past 45 minutes.
Randy, that's all been,
man,
in your
head. All been in your head,
but,
man.
This is all a dream.
She shared something.
I used to reword up magazine.
I literally can't see that she ever called according to Skype. Limousine.
What Angie are you referring to?
Yeah. Right, but while we're waiting, I'm going with Undisputed Era because Mustache Mountain is going to do their thing in the UK.
Y'all, do not update Skype. Microsoft has retracted their sundown of the old version, so stay with the old version as long as you can.
It's like Windows 8 all
Mikey,
over again.
Mikey, who do you got in that match, man?
Same. I'm 100% with you. Mustache Mountain's going to go run NXT UK, so they're not going to win this.
Okay. All right, next match. Velveteen Dream versus EC3. Mikey, we'll start with you, man.
You ever notice how you say his name, too? You never just say Velveteen.
You got to say it. Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream.
Future black heavyweight champion of the WWE. Might I throw that out there?
I have Dream going over.
It ain't going to be the same.
Only because it's got to be time, right? Like, now has to be the time for Velveteen Dream to come over.
I think he's only the only takeover match he's won was against Cassius Ohno, which everybody beats Cassius Ohno.
Yeah. Right. I lost that one. Figure that. Fuck it. They'll give Chris.
Wait, was that Survivor Series weekend?
Yeah. No, it wasn't because we both won that one. It was.
Wait, we both won what?
That Survivor Series, we tied for the lead.
I thought I won that one outright.
Nah.
Okay, I guess I was wrong. All right.
But, Velveteen, really?
I think it's you have to, man. You can't
do.
You can't keep losing. He's got to win some of these eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But then, damn, like, I mean, EC3 coming in, he just keeps, this is what I like about it, because I like both of them.
Is this one of those weird things where they think of EC3 as like the same way as Cassius Ohno, since he's been there before? We can like just basically jab him out.
Andrew, are you still there?
Probably.
I'm still here, guys. I was just listening to the conversation.
Wait, you could hear us?
No, not at all.
Oh. No, I'm not kidding, because Skype, we updated Skype and it works like shit. So we don't know what's going on right now with calls.
Oh, no, I couldn't. New I tradition. Couldn't hear anything. Every show, I Randy, actually you drink. I started to start from Facebook, guys. I'm not even.
I thought I put you on hold, but then Skype wasn't showing that you ever called, period. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh. So well, I disappeared.
Sorry.
Well, you never could have guessed. I'm not the one wearing the do-rag.
now that was right.
No, it wasn't. That was a fact.
So Pepper Kyle's wearing a white do-rag, and Devin is wearing a black hat. And if you look at the video, Devin kind of blends in with the backdrop.
Damn. Wait, so what on you is green? You don't have green eyes. Your teeth aren't green like Al Bundy. I mean, I don't get it.
Wait, is this like one of those like news weather things where like
Randy is taking this show to hell with us?
He has to drink every show now. I'm making that man law. You drink every show.
All right, so we went.
So
Angie,
Angie
make her pick.
Angie, your thoughts
What's
on
that, Buttercup?
Angie, your thoughts on Velveteen Dream versus EC3?
Ooh, that one's a hard choice. Whoa. Okay, this match is going to be
insane.
I'm really looking for. Yeah, it's going to be insane because EC3 is so powerful and strong, and but he's also agile for his size too, and like he can do things that he's not supposed to. But then we got Velveteen Dream, who is. Again, sorry guys. I love Velveteen Dream
Me
and
too.
Everything he has done.
Future world heavyweight champion.
He's a future champion indeed. The first match when I got back into NXT because I stopped watching it for a while. His match versus Aleister Black is the
yes.
one that really. Brought me back into the NXT banner full force. When I watched that. That was the most beautiful thing between two men I'd ever seen in a while.
Randy, you want to interject on that one?
That is not.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Kind of guys. But no, I'm really high on Velveteen Dream. He's very talented.
I almost got my nose.
Wait, I'm sorry.
That was a great pause. Wait. I'm really high on Velveteen Dream.
I almost snorted this damn.
This show is going to hell in a handbasket. Jump back, and I haven't made my pick yet. So
it was so random. Like, I'm really high.
As much as I would love to give it to Velveteen Dream, I'm gonna go EC3 on this one. Simply because, well, he's EC3.
Top 1%. That's my pick. Also, I'm going.
Yeah,
EC3.
I'm going with that top 1%.
He needs
a good win.
The way his momentum is
win.
Going right now, there's no way they would let him eat a pen.
Okay,
I don't know, man.
No way.
Like it's like how much can you kill Velveteen though?
He's got to win stuff
even
eventually.
In his losses, Velveteen is strong.
He's not.
You know?
He's not That's bulletproof though. With all of these losses he's taken on main shows,
like eventually he has to win a big match.
Yeah, that's why. Man, I just feel like if it's a bad idea. I get exactly where you're coming from. It does not, nothing that you said is dumb or doesn't make any sense. It's literally just both sides of the coin. It's like both of these guys are spectacular for your show. However, neither of them have really won anything.
Exactly.
That's why I think you give it to EC3 now and you continue this with them because both of them together, because those contrasting styles, is EC3, like you said, he shouldn't be able to move. Some of the ways he moves.
Yeah.
And Velveteen, I really think you cannot put anybody in the ring with him and have a bad match. I think he's getting in, what is he, what, 23, 24?
Yeah, he's really
yeah,
like,
he's
the
young.
Fact that he's that
he is young
and
he's
he
not
has
even
that
really
ability,
coming
that
to
AJ,
own as
Shawn Michaels
a wrestler.
Ability to be, you can put him in a ring with a broomstick and he can get a 4-star match out of it. I think this could go on a little longer. So that's why I think, you know what, it doesn't really hurt him that much when it's EC3 because. You know EC3 is going to be something, and you know Velveteen is going to be something.
All right, Mr. Collison, your
thoughts. But yeah, that's kind of a foregone conclusion about Velveteen Dream. That's why he can afford another loss, because like I said, even in his losses, he looks amazing. And it's they're building him as a performer, as a wrestler. They are polishing him And while I could see them pushing EC3 towards a title at this point, or at least making a run towards a title at this point, Velveteen, I think they're taking their time with them, honestly.
All right. Mr. Collison, your thoughts?
I want to say Velveteen because I really feel like he needs to win, but I feel like EC3 is going to win. EC3 is going to win for the simple fact that I don't think that this is the only time they're
going
to wrestle.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it, because okay. I see this going a little while.
All right, we got to speed this up, people. Real quick, Adam Cole versus Ricochet.
Baby.
Collison. I looked at Collison.
I was like,
two okay. cows, damn it.
All right, cool. Well, Collison. If we're going to me first, then Mikey didn't pick.
I picked?
Yeah, he said
EC3. Okay. I said Dream.
Oh, Dream. Okay.
Eat it.
I'm not even paying attention to the show, and I know he picked.
Yeah. Fuck off, Randy. Fuck off. You're already doing a fine job of it. Anyways.
We got to show him a pic of Eric Rowan when we get off, too.
Anyways.
Hashtag drunk Randy. I love it.
I think King Ricochet is going to win the title.
All right. Mikey.
Isn't he injured?
No.
Ricochet is not winning the title his first go. Oh, it's not his first go around.
It's not his first go around. Technically,
he's a second. Right.
But it is his first single shot at it.
And they need to get the title off of Adam Cole so he can go okay. towards a world title or something.
Yeah. Adam Cole's winning. Ricochet is going to get it the next major run.
Angie, your thoughts real quick.
My thoughts real quick are Ricochet all the way.
Mr. Campbell.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Principal on this one.
Who's that?
I got to go with him.
The black guy.
He needs he needs gold around him. And like you said, with black, yeah. I don't know if they give it. That's the thing, because I'm scared of them not pushing.
Talk into the mic, fucker.
I know you're not talking about that.
I've been talking into the mic.
All right, I'm going to just go with him because it's the
concern. I got my special loaded up. I'm going to kick him in the dick.
Undisputed Era keeps the belts, so I'm sticking with Adam Cole. All right. Next match, Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane, a rematch of last year's Mae Young Finals. Angie, your thoughts?
I'm going with Shayna Baszler all the way. She is a beast, and I'm kind of in love with her.
Ooh.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
This show just got interesting.
This has turned to the Eric Bischoff show. Hot lesbian ass.
Shout out. Hey. Hey. I've been interested in same-sex wrestlers and MMA artists, fighters, whatever. For
okay,
like
now,
weeks.
Here's the thing, guys.
And you haven't ever said it's been interesting.
That I'm on last week.
Just Google
I would
Orlando
have seen
Jordan.
Baby.
Whoa. Wow.
Fuck.
What did she say?
She said she would have Shayna Baszler's baby.
I mean, that's possible, I think.
I mean, those.
So no, here you go, Angie. Did you know?
I love everything she does in the ring, I love everything she says on the microphone. She is what I would make if I could build a female champion. It would look like Shayna Baszler and be Shayna Baszler.
So here's a fun fact for you. Do you know Shayna Baszler was supposed to be on our show right before she got signed?
That's nothing. That I would totally have Ermal Hederbeige's baby.
My queen.
But no, it's like, for me, Shayna can do no wrong. And yeah, I think she's beating the pirate princess. There you go.
Game over, man. Game over.
Wait, Mikey has no idea what's going on right now. We'll explain after the show at the bar.
Oh, good.
So
I'm assuming that was a guest.
Yeah.
So
like a dude. He's like, that's nothing for him. No. You should have seen, you know those Japanese animes where they have the eyes that's how
the whole time.
The whole screen, he's looking at the screen. What's your social media?
He goes, I'm going to have to find her mom's Instagram.
So, Kyle Collison, we already know who you're picking. Never mind. So
fuck you.
Okay, who are you picking? Thank you, Shayna Baszler. You're going with the MMA person, no matter what. Duh. So,
Kyle picks the MMA.
False, because I think Brock Lesnar's going to.
Collison picks the MMA.
Thank you. So, Mr. Campbell.
After he fights in the UFC, Brock's going to lose the title.
I called her winning the Mae Young Classic. I'm calling her to win this one. I'm going with the damn Pirate Princess.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with you, man. I'm going to say Kyrie Sane just because they got to switch it up.
And Mikey?
Eventually, like, Shayna has to look weak and then come back for the belt. Mikey?
We call her on our show Sharon Corbin. So, yeah, Sharon Corbin. She's, I mean, if, before Baron cut his hair off, that looked like his little sister.
Oh, God. I didn't find her hot before, but now I never will. She's not with that visual in my head.
Those are the thoughts of Mikey. Wow. Shayna, don't kill me.
If you guys ever, that's actually not even my call. That's Joe on our show. He straight up. Right off the bat, one day, he was like, that's Sharon Corbin. We're like, what? Like, holy shit, it is. Because, like, you can't look at her anymore ever again and go, nope. Wow, that's 100% Baron Corbin's little sister.
You ruined her for me.
You're welcome.
All right, so the main event. So main event, Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano for the third time in a row.
Match of the weekend.
In the last man standing match, Aleister Black suffered a groin injury, so he had to pull him out of the match. So Ciampa, Gargano, 3 in the last man standing match. I'll go first. I think Ciampa keeps the belt. Mr. Campbell.
I agree.
Mikey.
I also agree that Ciampa's going to hold on to the belt. But for some reason, I just think like, they pulled Aleister just in case. If he does any type of, if he pulls a Super Cena type healing process, he's totally going to be back in this match. But even if he comes back in the match, I still feel Ciampa's going to win it. But Ciampa's going to pin Aleister this time instead of Gargano.
Ciampa, the best heel in the business. Mr. Collison.
The business.
I want to say Johnny's going to win because I feel like he needs to win a big match, but I'm not going against Ciampa.
All right, Angie, your thoughts.
Wow, it seems we're unanimous. I was going for Tommaso.
Wow.
So are we going to do this better, you guys too big of pussies?
No, there are no bets until I get paid.
No, exactly. I mean, it's easy to say that when you're Welsh on your fucking bets, Kevin, if you're listening to
I never lost, so fuck you.
So anyway.
Okay, that's racist.
What was racist?
Hashtag Drunk Randy.
What is racist? I said I never lost the bet.
Him.
Okay, good. Yeah, you fucking racist.
I'm sorry for the Welsh people listening to the podcast.
Wait, talk about it's kind of funny that when the black guys actually win, no one wants to pay up the bets. So,
oh, my God.
So I'm just saying. I agree with you, Randy. I agree with you, Randy.
Fuck off.
Message.
I never lost. How is that my fault?
Message.
Hey, look. Hey. If I wasn't talking about you, you wouldn't be all offended right now, sir.
Because I'm the only white guy on the show, you son of a bitch.
I never said you lost, but never.
You seem very tan to me.
Hey.
What he said, yeah. You know what? I'm just tan. I'm not white.
You know what? Random thoughts? Fuck Joe. All right.
Damn.
We're running short on time, so here's what we're going to do.
Go through the card real quick.
Just say your answers and get it done with.
I mean, can we run through them quickly?
I can give a one response answer. Can you, Collison?
Okay.
Rapid fire.
Can you take the dick out of your mouth?
Wow.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to emulate you.
Wow.
Oh, that was so original.
All right, rapid fire. Pre-show, we got Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak for the Cruiserweight Championship. Angie.
They're not
I'm
in the
going
pre-show.
With Cedric.
They're not on the pre-show. According to WWE's card, they are not part of the kickoff show. Jesus.
According to the source of all knowledge, Wikipedia, they are on the pre-show.
That's fine. If you go to the WWE.com right now, your pre-show matches
I loaded that card up on Wikipedia.
Your pre-show matches are B-Team and Revival and Vega, Rusev and Lana versus CN and Vega. Those are your two pre-show matches.
Oh.
Okay. But hey, Wikipedia may not have been updated yet.
9-hour show, can't even fit the cruiserweights on it. Fuck them.
But Angie, Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak.
I'm going with Cedric.
Is that going to be like in a bingo hall or something?
No, they're part of the main card.
I've seen this. They are on the main card.
All right, Mr. Campbell.
I'll be in the bathroom for this. Cedric.
Mr. Collison.
I'll be in the bathroom, but Cedric. For different reasons.
Oh, no.
Hashtag drunk
Randy.
Randy
is definitely
Yeah, that's right, Randy.
Randy. Randy, all right. All right there, Rando.
Shut up, Randy. Hashtag Neil.
What did you say, Mr. Collison?
I said Cedric.
Mikey.
Gulak.
I'm with you. I'd say Drew Gulak.
Are you writing these down?
No, nah, I'll just listen to it again.
Nah, no, whatever. Because he won't go with the bet.
Because no one's going to fucking pay him up.
I didn't lose, so I didn't have to pay shit.
Did you get food?
I never got food.
I didn't get food.
So I didn't get food for the last one either. Tony Thunder lost the last one.
All right, fuck all you guys. All right, next match.
And he was black, so now what's it got to be? It ain't because you
got... Whoa, 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 whoa. Why you got to be
black? Because you said...
Was?
Because Devin said... No, no, no. Isn't it funny when the black people win that they don't pay up the bet?
No, I'm just...
We can say that. You can't say that.
I'm just conveniently playing the race card like Joe said, so fuck him. So Randy versus... Huh?
Did Angie pick?
Yeah. I'm still here, guys. Yeah,
she
said Cedric.
She said
Cedric. Yeah. Like 3 times now. I went with Cedric.
All right, next match we have. Oh, my God. All right, next match we have Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vegas versus Rusev Day and Lana Day Eve. I'll go first. I'm going with Rusev and Lana.
I'm sorry, Rusev winning. That's just funny to me nowadays.
Mr. Campbell?
Andrade. They ain't going to give that shit to Rusev.
Mikey?
Yeah, Almas and Vega. Rusev winning. Hell's wrong.
Mr. Collison?
I'm going to go with Rusev, but can I just for one say that Zelina Vega and Lana, for that matter, are hot as fuck, so I'm cool with however this match goes.
And one of them is officially single, too.
Well, hot damn, send her my way.
Oh, yeah, Selena, she said that her and Aries are no longer together and they were never engaged.
So let me just throw out my social media real quick.
Hit your boy up!
Damn, Skippy.
Angie, who do you have in this match?
El Idolo. Andrade Cien Almas.
Wait, now that Selena's single, can I change my pick?
Nope.
Damn. All right, next match, we have favorite. The B-Team versus The Revival. Poor Matt Angie, Hardy. Who do you have in this match?
My heart goes to the B team.
What about your head? Your heart's with the B team, but what about you? Wow. You know what? I just realized what I said.
I was literally waiting for you to say it so I could pounce on it.
Before I forget, shout out to the human tornado that's watching this video.
He is? Shout out.
Shout out.
Former guest of the show.
Okay.
Enjoy your retirement,
sir. I think
sir. They're
finally going to pull the trigger on the Revival. But I would love the B team to win. But I think they're finally going to do something with Revival.
All right, Mr. Collison.
Although I love the Revival, the B team's going to keep the belt.
Mikey.
Revival. B team.
I'm going to say Revival.
Fuck you.
I hope I lose this one.
I just want the Revival to win.
I do too. But I don't think they're going to give it to him.
All right. Bludgeon Brothers versus The New Day.
They need to disband.
Who? New Day.
They need to disband.
I'm going to go first. I think they keep it on the Bludgeon Brothers. Angie.
New Day sucks. I'm going Bludgeon.
Wow. Shots fired.
Good swerve.
Mr. Collison.
I don't see New Day getting the belt. Although I have to say Xavier Woods is a fucking madman, dude, because we got to party with him in New Orleans.
Was Paige there?
No, but some blonde chick. No, but some blonde chick kept trying to get with him and shit. It was pretty funny to watch.
He was like, "You're not light enough for me." I need you to be vampire Paige.
Holy shit.
Mr. Campbell.
Oh my God.
I don't care about this match. I really don't care about this match. The way the tag team division is, it's shit on both ends. I don't care. Fuck it. Give it to Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. Bludgeon Brothers.
Mikey.
Yeah, Harper and Randy.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
The way he looked over his front of his head.
Hey, Randy, we heard you're going to win the tag team titles on Sunday.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck right
Google
now.
Google Eric Rowan.
Finn Balor and Baron. Why is this happening?
But you need a haircut before you get to Brooklyn.
Finn Balor and Baron Corbin. Why is this match happening? Finn Balor.
Because they couldn't get enough mileage out of the Daniel Bryan and Big Ass ankle. They had to redo it on Raw.
Mr. Campbell, who you got? Balor Corbin. Why is this happening again?
Corbin. Because they got it against Finn, and this would end his winning streak at SummerSlam, too.
Mr. Collison.
Of one?
I'm going Balor.
Mikey, who you got?
Finn Balor. Why? Because SummerSlam is going to be his pay-per-view just like it used to be The Rock's.
All right. Angie.
I'm going with Finn Balor as well.
All righty. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. Mikey.
Miz.
Mr. Collison.
Miz.
Mr. Campbell.
Miz, he has a TV show.
So does Daniel Bryan.
Angie.
Miz is
Daniel. He does have a point.
It's the new Miz.
All right.
Tony's going to be mad if The Miz wins that one.
All right. We really got a rapid fire. Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy. Mikey.
Nakamura.
Collison.
Nakamura.
Hardy.
Or no, I take that back. Jeff Hardy. I just thought about it. It's time for him to start getting some get back.
Angie.
Nakamura.
Shinnucks.
All right. Carmella versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. I never bet against Charlotte. Mikey.
Charlotte.
Collison.
Go with your heart.
My head says
go with your
Charlotte,
heart.
But I'm going to go Becky.
I'm going with my heart.
Even though, Becky. Charlotte, you were coolest fucking person and you're hot.
Becky's hotter. I take Becky.
Becky's hot too, but
Angie.
I want Becky to win.
I'm going Charlotte on this one.
Fuck.
All right. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth freaking Rollins. Angie, we already know who you're picking. So
yeah, y'all already know who I'm going. Yeah.
She picks Ziggler.
Y'all already know.
Mikey.
I'm also picking Ziggler, just like Angie is.
She's picking Seth freaking
Rollins.
I'm picking Seth.
You are going to be the it that I burn down.
Shit.
Holy shit, son.
I just got called a piece of it.
Mr. Campbell.
I'm going with CrossFit Jesus because he's got the steroid. I mean, Dean Ambrose in his corner.
Steroid.
Mr. Collison.
I think that it's going to be Dolph Ziggler. Dean's going to turn on Seth.
I think he wins, and that's what those.
Damn it! I agree with you, man. I think Dean's gonna snap, so I'm going with Ziggler. Strowman, Kevin Owens. Ooh. I'm going Strowman. Angie.
I'm going KO.
Ooh. Now, mind you, this is for the money in the bank. This is for the money in the bank. Campbell.
Yes.
KO.
Collison.
KO.
Mikey.
Double pinfall. Both of them win.
God, I wish that would happen.
Co-money in the bank briefcase. Holders.
All right. So
it's a good one.
I know Kyle Callis is going with Ronda Rousey, so let's move on. Mr. Campbell. Bliss versus Rousey.
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to say overrated. I mean, Alexa Bliss.
Wow. Mikey.
Wow. Ronda Rousey.
Angie.
Ronda.
Watch me. Ronda
Rousey.
Yeah, that's what I thought, asshole.
Watch me win that one.
I don't want it to be Rousey, but it's going to be Rousey. All right.
Stop hating, bro.
AJ versus Samoa Joe. Mikey. Ooh.
AJ.
Collison.
Joe. Ooh.
Me. Joe. Campbell.
Allen Jefferson Styles.
Angie.
Joe.
All right. And last match, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Angie, your thoughts.
Oh, this is burning. Oh, it hurts my soul.
Burn it
Roman.
Down.
Ugh. Mikey.
Brock.
Brock.
Of course, the UFC guy.
He's going to kick the Campbell. Hold on a minute. Campbell. The guy's getting ready to fight in the UFC. Brock, why the fuck would you take the belt off him?
Campbell.
Brokovich Lesnar.
I'm going to go Roman. Never bet against Roman, man. All right.
There's a lot of reasons.
Except when he goes up against Brock.
I was about to say there's a lot of reasons to bet against Roman.
All right.
I bet against Roman at WrestleMania. It was awesome. I was so happy when Brock walked out with the title. But this time, I'm going to give the nod to Roman. I want to see the title on TV.
I kind of want to see him walk into an octagon with that WWE title on him. I kind of want to see that.
Okay, Angie, why don't you go ahead and throw out your social medias one last time for the people.
Wait. It's my turn. This Eric Roman?
Yeah. Angie, if you're watching, you can see what's going on.
I'm not watching. I let my
You don't know my type at all.
No, no, we're saying are him, not you want you. Him.
No.
Just for the record, I did not say that, Drunk
Yes,
Randy.
He did.
I did not.
Yes, he did.
I did not say anything about
I
that.
I said Luke Harper and Randy are going to win the fucking tag title.
Go back and watch the tape. Angie, thank you for joining us on the show. Why don't you go ahead and throw your social media for the people and anything that you need to promote.
Y'all can find me on both Facebook and Instagram, Angie Faye, A-N-G-I-F-A-E. Don't put the E on the end of Angie. Don't do it. It's no, not E. Me.
Don't do it.
I'm
don't
Angie I.
Do it.
A-N-G-I-F-A-E. You can find me there.
All right. And why don't you go ahead and throw out anything else you need to promote, anything like that?
Of course. I am co-host of a wrestling podcast, and it is called Wrestling Everything Wrestling, W-E-W, and is part of the Multimedia Men Podcast Network. You can find them on Stitcher and iTunes.
All righty. Mikey.
What?
Throw out your social media. Go ahead and throw out your social medias and let the people know what's going on this Sunday, man.
All right, again, at BDRcast, just type in BDRcast to anything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of that stuff. You will find the Breaking Down the Ring podcast for. This Sunday, again, Thomas McGee's Eastern Market, ladies and gentlemen, in the Detroit area. If you're in, it's the only official place to watch SummerSlam. Anywhere else that's talking about, oh, I got SummerSlam, they're running off a residential thing and someone's going to come shut them down. Thomas McGee's is the only place to watch it officially in the Metro Detroit area. I think the next closest place is like Flint. No cover exactly. for you to get in. Free giveaways, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of fun. It is a bar, so it is a 21 and up event, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to see your kids there. Mine will be there because I have to. but she's only gonna be drinking Jameson. So.
And you get to see Classy. All the shenanigans you've been watching for the last hour in Classy. Person.
Yeah, parenting done right. Only Jameson.
Mr. Campbell.
You can see me here every Tuesday on Knockout
False.
Three Counts.
False.
After this show, for the behind the scenes people on the Knockouts and Three Counts website, you will see me kick Collison in the dick.
Bring it, bitch!
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. You can find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell.
Mr. Collison.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, Kyle Collison, and follow the show page. Knockouts and Three Counts podcast page. Shout out to Angie for coming on. I'll be on her podcast soon. And shout out to Mikey for coming on too, man. And check out Breaking Down the Ring.
I'm not here.
And drunk Randy too.
Drunk Hell yeah. Drunk Randy. You're a lot more fun.
Follow me on Twitter at Randy Walker or Instagram at Yay! Randy Walker 83.
Especially if you're a sexy Armenian MMA fighter.
And you look like
call him sexy or do
and, we no, and no. you happen to look like Gordon Hayward.
No, he didn't like Jesus. The Gordon Hayward one. He liked the other one. He liked.
I thought the Gordon Hayward.
No, he liked the one with the beard.
Oh, yeah. He liked the Archer from Archer one when he goes in the Heart of Darkness. Archer. Oh, okay, with the what? Beard.
Anyway, I'm Devin. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63.
That's Albanian.
I did say Armenian. My bad. I'm sorry.
Don't get his man.
Hey, man, when they mess up, we crush.
And he's over there licking his lips, too. I'm sorry. That's weird. So,
My eyes.
You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. Speaking of All Steak No Sizzle, check out the podcast. Anywhere you can find a podcast.
You can find them everywhere.
What? Also, check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook. We talk wrestling. If you're looking for a car, check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you find your vehicle, you go in to make your purchase. Use the reference code 19309. That's 19309, and you'll receive $500 off of your purchase. Thank you, everybody, for joining. What?
Randy? Y'all not doing the other sponsor tonight? It's too late now. Oh, way too late now.
Way to go, asshole.
Way too late.
Ah, fuck.
This was all on you.
But before we go,
don't do it now.
This isn't going to be a sponsor thing. Okay. Mikey's got something else he wants to tell somebody.
SpiceChamber.com?
What?
Never mind, dude.
Oh, yeah. Catch everyone here next week.
Fucker.
Same wrestling time, same Octagon channel.
And damn fuck right. your couch!
Till next time. Peace.
We out.
Bye.